Now, I want to say this too, and I probably should have said this before, but I'm going to say it now. I probably should have said it again. Next time I should have said it, I'll say it again. My dad died in 62. I'm 60. I have no premonition at all. I haven't had any dreams, anything. But if I died the same year my dad died, I'll die in 2 years. Something I want to say, and I want it to be on tape, and I won't be dwelling on it a great deal, but something ought to be said. I have seen churches change pastors, and pastors die, and other men come in, and I've seen ministries change. I want to tell you something. I want everybody in this room to put yourself, in case something, if you ever hear that Brother Hiles has gone down the plane or had a heart attack and he's gone to heaven, or if you ever hear Brother Hiles has had a stroke and he can't speak and can't preach anymore, I want you to set yourself as a custodian of one to keep this church like it's always been. Now, I don't want you calling somebody because you want somebody different. Call an old-fashioned leather lung, hell-raising, hellfire and damnation, barnstorming, window-rattling, single-pulling preacher who has some conviction and takes a stand. Don't you? Please, Abel, it'd just be good. If you die, it'd be good to have a change. Well, change from one like me, change me to one like me. I'm not saying have to get somebody exactly like me. You won't get anybody as charming as I am. There's not any more of them. But don't you get somebody that doesn't believe that hell has fire. Don't you get somebody that believes in taking the sign Baptist off your church. And I want to say this. This is a Baptist church. Signs out in front, on the letterheads, on the stationery. We're Baptist. Don't you call some non-denominational preacher in here when I'm gone. You call a Baptist preacher. And if there's a pulpit committee somebody appoints that wants to change the type of preaching, then you fire the committee and get somebody else on the committee. Don't you let a half a dozen men change this church when I die. Don't you let the deacon board. I'm not worried about this. But brother, if anything ever happens and the deacons decide, well, we want some little fella who's not quite as rough as Brother Hiles and doesn't quite have the standards and the stand. Brother Hiles, you just go ahead and vote him down. Vote him down. And you deacons and members, Miles Anderson College, get some leadership when I'm gone, and I don't think it will, but if it does, and they water down the message that's been preached from this pulpit and for which that college was started, you deacons, fire it all! And if you teachers in the schools, if somebody becomes the leader of this church when I'm dead and gone, and if they don't believe what's been preached behind this pulpit, then walk out! If you can't get it changed, walk out. I'll guarantee you one thing. When I get to heaven, I'm going to have some angels that I'm in charge of. Brother, if you don't keep on old red-hot invitations after I'm in heaven, I'm sending about 100 angels down there to stick pins and needles in you. I'm putting electric shock current in the pews. This church wasn't built because this happens to be what we want right now. It's built because this happens to be what we're following right now. I'm saying that I've lived long enough now to see men pass off the scene. I've seen men die and men become incapacitated because of health. And all of a sudden the people say, well, we'd like to have a change. If anybody says that, stand up and vote it out. Vote it down. Don't you take that. Don't you take that. Enough people in this church to see to it that you get the kind of man that'll be as red hot for soul winning as we always have been. There are enough people in this church who are rock rib fundamentalists where you won't have to be led by a few people that may take over the reins someday on the staff or somewhere else and get the wrong kind of man in here. If you don't like what I'm preaching, you can just do what you want to with it, brother. As long as I'm alive, not only will this church stand for what she stood for 27 years, but I'm going to remind you to keep it standing like she's standing now when I'm dead and gone to heaven. He said, what did that have to do with the sermon? I don't know. I just stuck it in here. I'm not thinking tonight. I'm preaching. You can keep this church. You can keep this church like it's always been if you choose to. And by the way, you check a fellow who comes in here. You check and see what he stood for, and check and see how many baptisms he's had every year. You check and see how many years he's come to pastor school. You check and see how his young people dress and what kind of standards his schools had. You check and see. You find out about him. Don't you hire in here some little ear-tickling, pussy-footing, back-scratching, penny-pinching, nickel-nipping, soft-soaping, pink-tea-lemonade pussy-footer. Don't you do it. Don't you let some suave fellow who's a neo-evangelical dressed in fundamentalist clothing, got a facade of fundamentalism and a heart of neo-evangelicalism, don't you let him come in here and change this church. Rise up, O people of God, and see to it the old First Baptist Church of Heaven is always a citadel of soul winning and hellfire and brimstone preaching and convictions and standards. Let it always be so. Always. Always. I've known dozens of preachers who've gotten in ill health. They've had to let other men come in and take their churches. They're dying and have died with broken hearts. Doesn't have to be so. I'm saying, call somebody who doesn't know he exists but's lost in a cause.